Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima reading you the morning news. I am Matsina. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday evening. The three publications released are Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prisons in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestions, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on the working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier, speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for laws and policies to have a meaningful impact. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla had said, the three new criminal laws address challenges of contemporary society. He said these laws were passed after extensive deliberations in the House and Standing Committee. The Lok Sabha Speaker was addressing the officials from 83 countries at a program organized by the Institute of Constitutional and Parliamentary Studies in New Delhi yesterday. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will launch the nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 3.0 in New Delhi today. The campaign, conducted nationwide by the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare across 800 cities and districts, will continue till the 30th of this month. The primary aim of the event is to spread awareness about the benefits of digital life certificates and promote digital empowerment of pensioners using face authentication technology. Niti Aayog will be launching 15-day Jal Utsav starting today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the third Chief Secretary's Conference held in December last year. Niti Aayog said in a statement that Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks from 6th to 24th November. This is in partnership with National Jal Jeevan Mission, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti. Voting is underway in the United States to elect the 47th president. Republican nominee and former president Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and vice president Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, most polling stations are closing between 5:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time today. India's journey towards tuberculosis, TB elimination, has been recognized globally, with a noteworthy 17.7% decline in TB incidences from 2015 to 2023. As per the World Health Organization's Global Tuberculosis Report 2024, the rate is twice the global average decline of 8.3%. India, as a signatory to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, had pledged to achieve the NTB targets by 2025, 5 years ahead of the SDG deadline of 2030. Secretary for Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju yesterday held a meeting with industry representatives of production houses, studios, AVGC stakeholders and academic leaders in Mumbai. The secretary held detailed discussions about the industry events including International Film Festival of India and World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Jaju said the IFFI is being conducted on a larger scale. The National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program, NVBDCP, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, yesterday conducted monitoring and supervision activities at Chuchu Yimlang PHC, Ungar and Yisimyong Health and Wellness Centers under Mokokchung District. During an interaction with the Chuchu Yimlang Village Council, PH and training consultant Imsuben informed that two cases of malaria has been detected in Mokchung, specifically from Chuchu Yimlang Village, after a gap of 5 years. She informed residents that suspected dengue cases can be tested at Inkong Niba Memorial District Hospital in Mokokchung. The Chuchu Yimlang Village Council members expressed appreciation for the long-lasting insects decidal nets provided by NVBDCP, noting their effectiveness in controlling mosquitoes. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.